dudes think about the Roman Empire a lot?
Yes.
Okay. I talked a little bit about this with Delia the other day. What are your takes on that?
The Roman Empire thing?
Well, like,
how about how men are always thinking about the Roman Empire?
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Asian Not Asian podcast, the podcast with all your favorite Asian friends.
Yes.
I'm Mike Nguyen.
I'm Jenny Arimoto.
Oh, we did it very, like, talk
NPR,
radio.
NPR, kind of NPR style.
Hi, yep. Hi, this is Michael Taylor Nguyen.
Taylor?
I don't know. They always have a name like that, you know?
Yeah.
Michael Taylor Nguyen Steinberg.
Yeah. Yeah, Steinberg is right, yeah.
And we're reporting to you from NPR Chicago. Some stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly. And it's always kind of whispery.
Whispery.
Yeah. It's like, today, the week of October 15th.
it's like if you wanted to, you have a master's degree, but you're still horny.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How's your thesis going?
Yeah, horny academic. There's no vibe further away than mine. Horny academic.
You're horny and you're intelligent? No.
No, no.
No, we're the opposite.
I'm like a prude.
I'm a prude. And I'm dumb.
I'm stupid.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
Yeah.
That's great. Yes, welcome to the podcast. And it's once again just me and Jenny in the booth.
In the booth.
Have literally
spinning the tunes.
Not moved since the last time
we
left.
All we did was try to airdrop stuff to each other. Failed.
Failed.
And we just were like, whatever.
I think the airdropping thing is like Apple trying to get me to get a new iPhone.
Dude, sometimes
I swear to God,
airdrop is so good.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it just like stops working and there's no way to fix it. You look up support articles and they're like, I don't know, like turn the phone off. Yeah.
The support articles for AirDrop are, it's just wishing.
Yeah. It's just like turn things on and off and I don't know, like try harder. Yeah. You're like,
maybe be a better person.
Yeah. And I don't know, like buy a new set of stuff like AirPods, Maxes, maybe. I don't know.
That's the thing with like technology is like, before, you know, if you're, let's say your old, like, Nintendo wasn't working.
Yeah.
You could blow into the cartridge.
Exactly.
You can, like, jiggle a cable.
It was, like, a thing.
You could physically move stuff around.
Yeah, now
you
it's,
know?
Like, Bluetooth stuff.
What do you adjust?
I know.
What
and
do
they
you
just
do?
Go, they just go, adjust.
Adjust.
Adjust what? My what? Attitude? Move, yeah. It's not changing. It's getting worse. Yeah.
It would be funny if Apple, if Bluetooth, like, I mean, you know, AirDrop was like, you have a shitty attitude today, Jenny, and I'm not transferring shit.
Yeah. Your vibe is off.
Plus, you didn't invite me to your bachelorette party. I'm sorry, AirDrop. I just didn't know we were like that.
Exactly. You're just not in my top 10 best friends.
So, yes, it's just me and Jenny again from some quick announcements. If you're... Actually, this will come out later, but always check out the show, Hack City. That's our stand-up comedy show. Next one is December 8th. It's always a good time. We told you last time what happened, and it was absolute pandemonium. And this next one will also be equally...
Pandemonious.
Is that a word?
I don't know. But I said it with such confidence, I bet you believed me.
It's very NPR.
Yeah.
Pandemonious. Also, if you are watching, you like what you hear, you like the word pandemonious, check out our Patreon. That's patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. It's the best way to support the podcast. Go on there. If you subscribe, then we drop a little... shout out to you on the podcast, and we've got a couple. We're saving them for later, but we got a couple coming up. So we love all our Patreon subscribers, and we use the money to do things like, you know, get to comedy shows.
Yeah,
it's a really big thing.
Yeah,
we drink these coffees because of them.
Thank you.
I am. You listened to the podcast with Fumi, and he was talking about, oh, we should like invest in stuff.
Yeah,
you know, some more gear.
Yeah,
because right now our gear setup is minimal.
Right.
Functioning, but minimal.
Uh huh.
But I think I could step it up a little bit.
Okay, but you're the gearhead.
I'm the gearhead. I love gear.
Yeah.
And now that I got a car,
you're really
now
gonna
that
be
I'm a
gear
car guy.
Well, let's just say that we were mapping out parking spots earlier.
We were.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was just looking around. That's all I do all day is like look for
look
parking.
Look for parking. Yeah.
Even when I don't have a car.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, parking here would be sick. Dude.
You're like, okay. Yeah. I could park here if I wanted to.
It's so confusing. I don't know if anyone can tell me this, but is the rule, is it like in the Constitution where if the Constitution doesn't mention it, it's legal? Do you know what I'm saying?
What?
So there's a form of reading the Constitution where if the Constitution doesn't mention it, you have the power.
Okay.
So, for example, if the Constitution says you're not allowed to have cockfights. You're not allowed to have cockfights then. But if the Constitution doesn't mention it, then you are allowed to have
cockfights. I understand what you're saying.
So is it like that with New York City parking, where it says if you're...
If there's no sign.
If there's no sign, or if the sign says don't park here on Monday through Friday, any other time is kosher?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's how I would live for parking, but that's not how I live with the Constitution. That's where I'm a little bit nuanced, a little different like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're a strict constructionist when it comes to the... Man, we are NPR. We talk about the Constitution.
This is the smartest conversation we've ever had in our lives.
But at the same time, so dumb.
So stupid. But it is stupid. The smartest thing we've said ever.
What was I talking about? Yeah, so check out the podcast. Check out the Patreon. Excuse me. Check out the Patreon. And... you know, we can use that for all sorts of fun stuff. And now that I've got a car, I can transport that good stuff to different places.
Yes.
This is a solo episode, so we're just going to get into some interesting things that I think we've been sort of wanting to talk about, just like a little this and that.
Yeah.
But we can start off with how we usually start off, which is just what kind of Asian we were this week.
Yeah.
I guess I can start off.
Okay. What kind of Asian were you this week?
I was an in-laws Asian.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to... I was like, let's get into it.
Woo!
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. So it's an epic story. Mm-hmm. And
you've never talked about it?
I've talked about it in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly which episode, so if you want to know which episode had like the most backstory, I can't help you. Yeah. It was probably a random one where we had like, I don't know who,
like,
fucking
you've, like, dropped
Trinidad on. Yeah,
bits and pieces while I've been on. Yes. But it's never the whole story.
Okay, so I don't want to do too much of it because now I have normalized relationships with my in-laws, whereas before I did not. But
strained before.
Basically before, my wife is Korean, which probably explains everything. But my wife is Korean, Korean American. Her parents are obviously Korean, you know, immigrants. Dad was a professor. He's retired now. You know, mom's like a, you know, homemaker. And they basically did not approve of me and Gina.
I was like, me?
They definitely don't approve of you. They're like, oh, I don't like
that. Yeah,
I was
like, she's Japanese.
She's Japanese?
Yeah, it's really not okay.
We'll not get into that.
Yeah.
No, she did. Imperious. They don't approve of me and Gina's. They didn't approve of me and Gina's union.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was very strained. They didn't come to our wedding. You know, we had essentially no contact with them for maybe like 3 years or so, 4 years.
It's tough.
And it was a challenge. I never really took it. I don't know if this is like a defense mechanism or something, but sometimes I'm like, I didn't really mind because I was like, I agree. I am bad. I'm stupid. I'm a comedian. Uh-huh. I'm goofy. I could see where if somebody met me, they would be like, maybe he's not a serious person.
I see.
You know, I don't think I am that. Yeah. I think I'm...
Was that the reasoning why? Like, they just didn't trust you, or...
I think... If you want to kind of boil it down, I wasn't what they imagined
for
their daughter. Okay. And if that comes down to like, we were thinking of a Korean doctor.
Yeah.
Right. If you kind of think of that as like the,
expectation.
Yeah. The platonic ideal.
Yeah.
Of what a brother, of son-in-law should be.
Yeah.
I'm pretty far away, except for that I'm Asian, which actually that doesn't help at all because I'm the wrong.
You're the wrong. I know, inner Asian racism.
Yeah. Inner Asian thing is a whole weird thing, you know? So I'm not a Korean. I'm not a doctor.
Maybe because I'm meeting you now, like with like a kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm meeting you, I'm like, but you're very, to me, like practical, stable.
Yeah. I mean,
so I'm like surprised.
I think maybe when I was a little younger, I was a little bit less, stable, but I was,
but you were always like working.
I was always working. I mean, I guess that again, like, you know,
it just wasn't a doctor.
Yeah. I think it would, the closer you are to that, I think the easier it would have been. Like if I was like Korean, but maybe I was a chef, that would be still not okay, but better.
Better.
If
you were a lawyer.
If I was a lawyer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm Chinese, then like, that's better.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I
like, there's concentric circles
to
into it. And, you know, hey, whatever. I'm not here to like drag anybody.
No,
it's
I just
like
to understand.
Yeah.
Like, the...
And for me, I was always trying to understand that too.
Yeah.
So like, bottom line, it's like, I wasn't the person they sort of imagined.
Right.
Which is, sure, whatever. I'm just going to leave it there. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
I never really took it personal, I guess.
That's...
In a weird way.
It's really interesting.
I was just like...
So personally.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I think they would have had an issue with anyone short of that ideal.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're like, it's not me, it's the system.
Yeah. He's like Jeremy. If it was Jeremy Lin,
yeah,
they'd be like, he's kind of tall. I don't like it.
Got it.
He had that weird.
He plays basketball.
He plays basketball
as a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
He went to Harvard, so that's good.
That's
but everything
true.
Else is bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's why. And in the bottom line, I was like, listen, I just want to be happy. Me and Gina, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, things change mm-hmm. when Neo is there.
Right.
My son.
Right.
And that's why he's named Neo, by the way.
Which I didn't know till last night.
Yeah, his name's Neo because he's the one. You know, the prophesized child who would mm-hmm. bring together the two houses. He bring balance to the force, whatever metaphor you want to use.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we were, you know, just kind of like sending them pictures of him and stuff like that. And they kind of like open, you know, we like normalize relations.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, it was just like any other diplomatic thing. You
yeah.
kind of like start
a
off.
Treaty.
Exactly. You start off with like, hey, here's a little something. Here's mm-hmm. Some grain.
Yeah.
You know, you need grain.
Yeah.
You know, and okay, well, maybe we'll send a diplomat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, oh, we're going to have a little ping pong tournament
right.
or something. So, you know, we do that. And I can't remember if I talked about it extensively, but we saw them. I was in San Francisco in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to visit them where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And they met him. Mm-hmm. And I was very, like, unsure of how this was going to go. Because remember, we did not have like normalized relationship
right.
for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
They have almost never said anything nice to me
uh-huh.
for maybe like 8
uh-huh.
years, but it was like night and day.
Really?
It was just like, they were so excited to see him.
Yeah. The second a baby's in play, it's different.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
You know, he is just like, you know, he's innocent.
Yeah.
He only cares about Baba, which is bread.
Right.
And, cars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And trucks and firefighters
yeah.
and stuff like that. That's what he cares
heteronormative.
About.
Heteronormative.
Exactly. Yeah. He's very heteronormative. But it's like, that's what he cares about. And he's, uh-huh. he, you know, you know who he is. He's cute as shit.
I know who he is.
You know him.
You know about him.
You know yeah. his name.
Yeah.
So
cute.
Super cute. And it was, yeah, it's been cool. So they visited here.
Which is amazing.
Which is tricky. And you know.
Are they staying nearby?
So they stayed with other family
okay.
for a couple of days, which was cool.
Yeah.
Then they stayed at a hotel
mm-hmm.
for near us, not mm-hmm. too far, for like maybe 4 or 5 days. And now they're staying with us.
Oh, wow.
In our apartment, which
wow.
is why I had to get a booth here.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have, I wouldn't even know how to explain. Yes.
I would be uncomfortable. Be like, sorry.
So this woman is, young woman is coming over.
Once again, she's Japanese.
She's Japanese. And she's dumb as hell.
Yeah, she's really dumb. And she'll be on a reality TV show.
Yeah, yeah. So she's coming on. And So they're staying with us. And it's been like, you know, they only just came over to spend the night, like starting last night. So we all just like crammed into our apartment, which like, hey, dude, I'm Vietnamese.
Yeah.
We fucking love this.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring on the extended family.
Yeah.
This 2-bedroom in Brooklyn should easily support 15 people. Okay. We got a backyard. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I set up a tent up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we'd be grilling. We're like cooking like pho and shit like
yeah.
that. You know, so I'm cool with this.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's packed, but it's like, it's cozy.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
like, yeah, sure.
And I'm sure they're like excited to be with the baby all the
it's
time.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
So like they're there. They're like obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's fun for everybody because like we get a little bit of a break in the sense that like, hey, when we go out to dinner, which
right.
we've been going out to dinner, you know, they'll sit with him.
Right.
You know, we're all sitting, you know, big table, obviously, but like he's sitting between them and they're like feeding him
mm-hmm.
and they're like fucking love
they
it.
They love it.
And he's so cute when he's
yeah.
eating. And so like me and
you get to have your meal.
Yeah. We're just hanging out. We're watching them. And like, this is kind of weird, but like, if they like him by extension, they must like me a little bit.
Right.
He is essentially me.
Yeah.
He's a clone of me.
Right.
And Gina.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like a little switcheroo.
Right.
Oh, you thought you were having Coke? It's Pepsi. So, you know, it's just
yeah.
like by extension, if you like him, he comes from me.
Right.
And he has a lot of me-ness.
Right. And know? Also like if you want to keep this going,
yeah.
you got to keep
exactly.
this going.
I'm
yeah.
suddenly like a drug dealer.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
I'm like, yeah, hey, the first taste is free. But after that, you got to pay up. Okay. I learned from Dare. This is how you run a business, the drug business. So yeah, it's, so they're here. We went to, this, you know, continues on. This is why I was also very desperate, if you listen to the last episode, why I wanted a car. Because then I could drive everyone around. Although there's
Everyone around.
Yeah, although there's too many people for all of us to fit in the car at once.
Yeah.
But it would just, you know, I did pick up the car on Wednesday from the dealership. So then on Thursday, went to H Mart.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, it was like the scene in Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Where they're like,
big mistake.
Yeah. But instead of dresses, it's like bulgogi. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like pork ribs.
Yeah.
And
also, they never said you can't buy it. Why are you yelling?
Yeah.
Like, why are you yelling big mistake? Like, please buy all the bulgogi you want.
Huge. Yeah. And I have a big hat on for some reason. I have these long gloves. And we're just going up in the aisle, just like spending money.
Of course.
Just like loading up.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because the Outback easily fit all of the stuff we bought. We could have used a lot more stuff. I was like, yo, this Outback's fire. So we just like load up there, you know, pick them up from the hotel a couple times. They come back. I took the day off on Thursday, so we just had like fucking Korean barbecue.
That's amazing.
I set up, I didn't realize this, but I've become a suburban dad. I have a station wagon.
You have.
I grill.
Yeah.
I wear corduroy pants.
I know. I'm like watching it happen real time, but just in Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. I'm becoming Danny Tanner.
Yeah, it's like really wild watching it.
I look down, I look up, I have a mustache.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You're like giving me a speech. You're like, I know sometimes you feel like you're not enough.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like slow saxophone music.
Yeah. And you're like, hey.
Hey.
You're
hey,
great.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Deej.
Yeah. If you don't love yourself, how's anyone else going to love you? And I'm like, why are you telling me this speech right now?
Why are you sitting backwards in that chair? Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Let me rap at you.
And why'd you call me Deej? Yeah.
Deej. Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you about drugs.
Yeah.
You think it's cool now, but it's not. This is a very special episode of the Asian Not Asian podcast.
Giving me a speech. And I'm like, I told you all I'm doing is writing. I wish I was doing drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, sometimes you got to look at the writer in here, you know? I've figured that my aesthetic is going to be prosperity core.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. I want to be, my style icon is the dad from Home Alone.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Dope outfits. You look closely, he has a Burberry trench coat.
Oh, shoot, I know.
He has a giant house.
Yeah, his house is huge.
Is it Chicago? It's based in Chicago. Fucking huge.
I know, and we were talking about this yesterday. They fly out like a million kids to go to Paris.
They're flying out to Paris.
Yeah.
The mom and dad are in first class.
I know.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Yes.
They're in first class.
And they put the kids in economy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
To Paris.
Yeah, to Paris. I've never been to Paris with my parents. With my family.
That's nuts. That's amazing. Yeah. So that's my new jam, prosperity core.
I love it.
Yeah. And it's, I think, a little commentary too, because millennials, we don't have that anymore.
I know. So you just dress that way.
And I have the station wagon.
Yeah.
That's it. But I will be
ever... But you're in like a... Like a two-bedroom.
Like a two-bedroom, like 500 square foot, 300 square foot apartment or something. So anyway, so we've had the in-laws over. And I wanted to talk to you about this because, you know, they're doing a lot of work. You know, they're cooking. They're doing all sorts of stuff that, you know, we're running around. My brother-in-law, who's like, you know, he's in his 30s. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know, he's an adult, but he's in his 30s. And so, but he's helping us out a lot too. But I realize I'm like just today, for example, like before we came here, I had just, you know, we all got up, you know, deflated the airbed. My son's running around. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like cutting up bananas for him. I'm like warming up all the bagels.
Uh-huh.
I'm like getting everything ready, you know, and like everyone's like getting the table ready. I'm like running around. Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'm like really happy doing this.
Oh, great.
But I don't know. This was the same feeling too when I was like out grilling.
Yeah.
You know, me and the brother-in-law, we were grilling our LA Kalbi.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing all this work and I was like, I'm happiest when I'm like, I feel I'm like providing, I'm working.
I see.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm a little worker drone guy. Uh-huh. And I think that's good, but at the same time, I was like wondering where that kind of came from.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I think it's the, we've talked about how like Asian, a lot of Asian cultures, the way you show love is through, yeah. like, through acts yes. of service yes. and not through words
right.
or
right.
physical touch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why. You probably are doing the things that your parents did for you to show love.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, I feel that way when my mom, like, and my dad, you know, used to like pick me up together from the airport.
Yeah.
And, like, cook me dinner.
Yes.
It's not like they're like, you're wonderful. No, during the same, during that whole time, they're like, you should go to business school. You know what I mean? But like, their love is that they like give me their time, their energy,
right.
their, and like food.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's how you feel.
The pickup from the airport, that's a solid now. That's a real solid like love move.
Oh my God. Yeah. I didn't know that it wasn't normal.
It's
all the time.
I think it's definitely gotten less normal.
Yeah.
Because I always, like Uber and like, airports.
My parents used to pick me up together every time.
Oh yeah.
Like every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even now, like my sister and my mom will come together.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I think like even if my, they're not available, like my brother would probably do it. Like, yeah. it's like a built in thing.
We got to go and get you. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I was thinking about that. You know, the other day with my car,
mm-hmm.
I had to go pick them up. And my wife was like really insistent on like, oh, we got to go get them from the hotel. Again, it's not that far from us, but,
yeah.
you know, with Brooklyn traffic, it can be kind of like a pain in the ass. And I was like, why do you want to go get them? Why can't they just get an Uber and come over? It'll be like faster.
Yeah.
Like, no, it'll be really good. And I was sort of like annoyed. I was like, oh, I have to go get them. But then I was like, oh, this is probably some, you know, like one of those things where it seems like it wouldn't be a big deal, but it scores mad points.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I think that's like, well, I don't know. It's like, for me, that's just like a norm for family.
Yes,
now. It's like,
totally.
That's what you do.
Right.
Once
right.
again, during that car ride, we're not saying compliments to each other.
Hell no.
But we're spending time
it's
together.
It's definitely quiet
and
inside.
Yeah. And it's like acts of service. Like, this is how yes. we do it. This is relationship.
It was something I did have to remind myself. And oops, I told you this story before, but I'll tell the listeners. So I had to go pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
It was their last, you know, this is the morning they had to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I have to time it. You know, I have alternate side parking I have to deal with. I wanted to go to jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is in the city.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a real like learning time move,
mm-hmm.
which is I'm going to drive to jiu-jitsu.
Uh-huh.
And I was like on the New York parking map, and I was like trying to figure out like where can I park?
Yeah.
Like, what do these rules mean? Strict constructionist, you know, constitution
yeah.
or not?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I think I can do this. So my plan is to drive to jiu-jitsu in the morning,
mm-hmm.
like really early. Classes at 7 in the morning, do that, shower, get ready, and then drive back through Brooklyn, pick them up.
I see.
Around, that'll be around 9-ish, mm-hmm. and then I can get home in time to start my, you know, day job, and mm-hmm. like kind of finish that off. So I'm like, okay, let's make this happen. The morning of, I wake up, you know, it's a chill enough drive. It's mm-hmm. like 6:15 in the morning, so mm-hmm. I'm like driving to Brooklyn, it's like quiet. And I'm like, and, you know, little Google Map says like, oh, you're going to get there to the Jiu-Jitsu Academy at like 6:45. I'm like, perfect. This is great. I can find parking. I can like get situated going. And it's like, I go over the bridge. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a beautiful drive.
It's a beautiful drive. And even with the traffic, it was beautiful. And like going through Canal Street at that time, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit, but not too bad. And Google Maps is like, okay, you gotta get in the right lane, make a right
uh-huh.
on Hudson.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, cool. Get in the right lane. It's me, I'm in the right lane. There's another lane to my left, which is also making a right. So you have to make a right.
Mm-hmm.
Make a right, boom, Holland Tunnel, right in front of me. And it's not like right in front of me, it's maybe like 200 yards away,
yeah.
but there's no escape.
Yeah.
You're just slowly being pushed into the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah, they're pushing you to New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're like, welcome to... It's like they're like, bitch.
But that's literally the only way they can get you to Jersey. It's by messing with you.
I was thinking about that. I was like, maybe they made this right. So they just made like $30 off me.
Yeah,
that
for
trip.
Real.
Yeah.
And they're like, haha, what are you going to do? U-turn in a tunnel?
What are you going to do?
Good
yeah.
luck. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not a coincidence, too, that the one way off is a one way into an NYPD station.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
NYPD's watching you. You get your ass to New Jersey,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Pay that toll.
Pay that toll. So I had to go to New Jersey. So I was like in the Holland Tunnel. It's like swearing like a storm.
Yeah.
I was like, are you serious? Yeah. I can't believe I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Weird thing is that actually the tunnel is quite short. So like I get to the other side and really,
it's just a feeling of dread that makes it feel long.
I was so stupid.
Yeah.
I went from, you know, I added like 20 minutes to my time. So instead of being 15 minutes early, I was like 5 minutes late, which isn't overall isn't that bad. And like the toll annoying, but at the same time, the main thing was just that I got duped by fucking Google Maps to make a right.
Yeah.
On the way home, it tried the same thing.
Really?
It was like, stay to the right. Liar!
Yeah. So you knew this time.
This time I was like, this is very stupid, but I realized that, like, yes, Google Maps is there to tell you what to do, but you still got to read the signs. Yeah. I was like, you still got to read and like try to see ahead.
This is the office when the guy, when Michael drives into water. Like, that's what you did, but the water was New Jersey.
Was New Jersey. Yeah. Technically, I did drive into water.
Yeah.
You know, underneath the
Hudson. Yeah.
Yeah. So, as I left the school, I was heading into Brooklyn, and at one point, as 8th Avenue becomes, or 9th Avenue, wait. 7th, whatever.
7th.
It tells you to, like, you know, stay to the right. No. If you stay to the right, you're going to the Holland Tunnel again. You have to stay onto the rightmost of the left lane.
I see.
And that will keep you on where you need to go.
Driving in New York sucks. And you know what sucks even more? Driving in Jersey.
Oh, is it worse, you think?
Here's the thing. I've barely driven in the East Coast.
Yeah.
It is so much more confusing than California.
Oh, it's way more confusing.
Like, the way that they do signs, the way that they name things, it's like the worst.
No.
Like, they actively were like, we're going to make this the hardest version that this could be for everybody.
Absolutely.
Every time I, like, have driven upstate to get out of the city, it's like,
horrible. Oh, it's so fucking confusing.
Like, confusing, it's like not, Google Maps is confused. Like, everyone's
Google Maps doesn't know
confused.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, across the board, everyone's confused. Everyone's annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not like this in California. No, I don't understand why it's so hard.
It's like, because like in California, everything was built in like 1984.
Yeah.
So it was like all planned out.
Exactly.
You're taking the 95 to the 57.
Here, they're like, shoot, like backwards calculating.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all like, it's like built on old colonial ass roads.
Yeah.
It's like, take the old Quaker Highway to the 15 freeway.
Yeah. When we say right, it's the leftmost right.
It's the leftmost
what
right.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the pilgrim left, which is the right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
it's so confusing. You know, like, I don't blame you.
Yeah. So it's like, and I agree with you. It's not like here, I've never really encountered, like in California, there's straight up freeways.
Yeah.
Speed limit, slowest, 95.
Yeah.
Slowest. But here, you're on an interstate. Highest speed, 40.
You're right.
And that's how I got a speeding ticket. You know, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. You're going through these, like, tiny, like, hamlets.
Yeah.
You know, that are, like, in the middle of, like, the Bronx.
Right.
And you're just trying to get to wherever you're going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's super confusing. And I would say that the main issue with driving in where we are in the tri-state is, like, is the punish.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you miss an off ramp, you're going there. Congratulations.
You can't leave. You live
you
there.
Now live on Governor's Island.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's up now.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Fill out all this paperwork.
Yeah, exactly.
The punish for it. Whereas in California, you miss the off ramp. You're like, okay, don't
just
worry.
Take the next one.
There's literally 1/3 of a mile away, and you can make a left and a left. And oh, by the way, there's a fucking Starbucks. There's two Starbucks there, so you can like
get an In-N-Out burger while you're there.
Yeah. You know, like join SAG while you're there. It doesn't matter. But here, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Totally.
You're totally fucked. Yeah. You're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Shit. So anyways, but you know what? I was like, I learned a bunch.
Yeah.
And then I picked up my in-laws.
Good.
And that was the big thing. I picked up my in-laws.
And your relationship's kind of building.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's funny too, because, so yesterday was Hack City. Great show. We talked about it on the last episode. And it's interesting because they knew I couldn't come to dinner. They had a big dinner. Gina's brother-in-law. So there's a younger brother-in-law who lives with them. There's an older brother-in-law who's like a doctor and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And like they got kids and they're my niece and nephew and they're great. And we see them.
I met him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. Exactly. So they had a big dinner in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I couldn't come.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, how come Michael can't come? And they were like, oh, he has a comedy show.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell they were interested. They were just sort of curious about what that was.
Interesting.
They like asked, I overheard them talking. They're like, so what does Michael have to do? What is he doing?
Uh-huh.
And I was like trying to think about how to translate this to like Korean mother-in-law speak.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't explain because it was like, first of all, And she was like, well, you know, it's stand-up. It's like, I don't know, like, they've seen it before, yeah. seen stand-up before. It's like stand-up comedy. They're like, yes, I know, but, like, what is, like, what is this thing he has to do? Uh-huh. Like, why does he have to go and do it? And I was like, I couldn't explain to them what a show I run is, you know? Like, this is the show I run.
Well, I would be like, I'm in charge of it.
Yeah.
I'm on the poster.
I'm like the manager.
I'm the manager. That's what I would say. I'm kind of like the CEO of the show.
Yo.
You know, like, make yourself really
yes.
important.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good
like
idea.
Like, the audience, you know, this number of people
right.
are coming.
They all come.
So I have to, like, make sure.
I make money,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Say all that stuff.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So.
I do ad copy for Subaru. That's a callback to last episode.
We should, yeah. Where were the fake? Were the fake ads? We have, oh yeah, Willow mattresses.
Yeah.
And Subaru of Emerson.
Yeah.
That's a real one. Liberty Subaru. Yeah. So it's I've been an in-law Asian man.
Yeah. I mean that's great. It's nice. I mean I do think this happens.
Yeah.
Where it's like a child comes into play and it like changes the conversation.
Yes.
Or just like time goes by.
Time goes
and
by.
And it just like. You have to like rebuild or never rebuild
or never rebuild, which a lot of times that happens. And I think a lot of, you know, Asian people, I didn't realize, I think how common it was to just like not have relationships
yes.
with like certain relatives.
Yeah.
Whether it's like your parents or your brother or sister or cousins or whoever.
Totally. Yeah. And it's like a silent, like shut off.
Oh
you know,
yeah.
There's no conversation where it's like, we're not talking to you anymore. It
no.
just stops.
It's just like, yeah, you just shut it off.
And then you have to like, there's no conversation to start again.
Yes.
It just starts.
Yes.
Like, that's, like, how it goes. And now that I think about it, I do have one of my Korean friends also has cut off her.
Oh, really?
Yes, but it wasn't, once again, not a conversation. It just ended.
With her parents?
With her, one of her parents, yeah.
Oh, one of her parents?
Yeah.
But the other one's cool?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I won't wow. blow up her spot, but, like,
right.
it's a very similar,
was it
like,
because of a
conflict.
Marriage thing?
It was a partnership, yeah.
Got it. Yeah. We just yeah. don't have the playbook. The
I
playbook
know.
Is...
There's just, like, oftentimes, like, there's no way to... conflict resolution it like,
yes we don't have that structure in
so
place
what you
to do
that. Is blow it up
yeah blow it up
and then take a cool off
yes
for 5 years
have
a baby come back
have a baby
start peace treaty conversation
that was the plan
yeah
that was like I was like we have to do IVF that was the way that
it's
we
the
have
the only way to do this
Asian people will literally go to IVF instead of go to therapy
yeah you know like guys would literally rather do this than that that's what Asian people rather do IVF than go to therapy That's so real.
That's real, man. So, but yeah, everything's cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
say,
we're hanging out later on. I'm gonna be driving him around to dim sum later. You know, with my stick shift car.
Yeah.
get my new shift knob tomorrow.
Yeah. And Nia doesn't even know. He's not gonna even know that this was like the. You know what I mean?
As
like,
he
this
should.
Was a dynamic.
He's like blissfully just like.
That's amazing.
He's eating baba.
I know.
He's eating grapes. He doesn't give a fuck.
Just being cute. That's so
oh
great.
Oh my god. And he is extremely cute.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know if you've ever had racing thoughts before. Racing thoughts is something where you have one thought in your mind and then all of a sudden there's another one and then another one and another one, another one. And it suddenly feels like your brain's kind of like running off with you. I've had that before. I had it, you know, when I was having a lot of anxiety. And it turns out a great way to deal with racing thoughts is to talk through them. And therapy is a place that allows you to do that. It allows you to think about your thoughts, analyze them, figure out what's happening and figure out a way forward. I've done therapy before and it helped me when I had racing thoughts. It allowed me to kind of almost distance myself from my thoughts. It allowed me to kind of see what was happening and figure out what was causing them. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can always switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Asian today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Asian. So, yeah, that's my relationship things. You want to talk about your relationship? Any
sure.
updates?
Yeah, I don't have, like, once again, I was, like, off mic. I was, like, sorry, my week's so boring.
No.
I'm, like, dipping my foot back into dating. I think the last time I talked about this, it was the episode where I got dumped. I've not been dating since. But I was, like, I should probably get back out there.
Yeah.
So, I, like, was talking to somebody and we talked on the phone. Like, our schedules, like, weren't lining up for, like, a week and a half. I've had a lot of shows this week. It's really embarrassing how many shows I've done. and so I was just, like, booked and blessed. And so, you know, I'm a planner.
Yep.
I want to know the plan, like, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
I'm, like, very type A. I'm, you should see my Google Calendar. I put the location in the event.
Oh, you got to put the location.
Yeah.
So then, like, Google Maps can help you find
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right. So, but also so I know, like, what my timeline is for travel and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Between events.
Yeah.
And so on Thursday, because we're supposed to meet today on Saturday, I was like, hey, I'm free at this time. No response for over 24 hours.
Wow.
Plus. And so when I saw you last night, I was like, I think I'm getting ghosted. It's not that I asked a question to be like, what are we doing? I just, like, gave my schedule. But I thought that would kind of open the conversation to schedule something.
Yes, yes.
And it didn't. And I was like, I forgot the feeling of me, like, of this process. It's just been a bit since I've been at this point where it's like, I don't know the person and I'm trying to, like, get on calendar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, huh. So last night at the show, I was like, am I actively getting ghosted? And the audience is kind of like, yeah.
Sweetie.
Which I was like, they're like,
you don't know?
That's so sorry. I'm so sorry, but you're getting ghosted, sweetie. It was that energy.
Yeah.
But he texted me on my way here.
Aha!
So I'm back in the books.
on calendar.
I'm on calendar, but it is one of those things where I was like, I forgot this feeling. I don't like it. Like, I hate this feeling of, like, not knowing the person. I think I'm, like, in general, a person who is a slow burn.
Yeah.
Like, I think it takes, like, even with friendships, multiple times of seeing each other until I'm like, lock it in.
Yeah.
And, like, I start texting you regularly. I'll be on calendar a lot. Like, I'm a very, like, consistent person, but you have to, like, get through the initial hump.
Yeah.
And so, like, that hurts me in dating because I'm like, don't care or prioritize you until a certain point.
Like a certain, like,
and I don't like this part either. I don't like the first part where I don't know you. I'm like, why would I waste my time?
Yeah. How did the Zoom call go?
It was good.
Okay. How does that work? You just, like, hi.
Yeah. Zoom. I usually, like, I'm like, if you wouldn't mind, I prefer a FaceTime to, like,
a call
just to, like, see the way they are. It's basically, it's like a safety thing. Like, for me, it's like, I know what you look like. I know what your vibes are and I feel safe. But also it's like, so I don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Cause if I immediately I'm like, this is the worst conversation I've ever had in my life, then I don't want to waste my time.
Are there any,
a date?
Are there any, like, what are the red flags that you are, like, looking for, you know?
It's just vibes for a call.
Okay.
Like, is it awkward? Is it boring?
Got it.
Because I've gone on some dates after a boring call, and it was boring. And I was like, I should have known that.
Right.
So that's, like, literally what I do is, like, it also lowers my anxiety. When
just having met them kind of already. Yeah.
Yeah. And for this time, I was like, I just need to fill the time. I was like, because we set the date so early.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's, like, not going to happen for, like, 9 days.
Oh, shit. That's a long time.
It's, like, a weird amount of time.
Why is there so much time?
Because I was busy.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Damn, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get on my calendar.
You got to get on a calendar.
Yeah, I got to get on my calendar.
You on Jenny's calendar?
Yeah. So, because of that, I was like, I think it'll also be nice to just, like, kind of, like, have an intermediary, moment of, like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Like, see you in 9 days.
Okay.
So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Kind of like dipping my toe back in.
So then, you know, after all this has transpired, do we think, at what point do we think your people are getting ghosted? Is it like a certain amount of time has passed after like a text, or is it like, cause I don't know.
I like, that's the part. I haven't been ghosted or ghosted anyone in like 4 years.
Okay.
It's been a really like, I don't know. I don't do that. I just am getting older, and the people I'm dating are getting older. So it's just like, I think we're all like,
we're a little bit more
respectful.
Like, hey, you know, it's not working
and
out.
It's also one of those things where it's like before, I think people in their 20s generally, I think a lot of them are afraid of conflict or like they're like too lazy to be direct. You know what I mean? It's easier to just not be direct.
Yeah. And everybody's sort of dating like a lot of people. So it's like,
and
it's
now
not
we're
a big
at
deal.
A point where it's like, for me, being direct is not that hard.
Yeah.
It's like, don't take it so personally. Like, everyone's trying, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And I also just, like, take it a little less personally. So I think, like, that's the other feeling. I haven't had the feeling of, like, is this ghosting since, like, my 20s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, well, this is a feeling I haven't had in a while.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it must drudge up a lot of, like, other feelings, I feel.
Well, yeah, I was like, huh, this is what it feels like. And now I'm, like, at a point where I was like, if I have thoughts, I'm going to text it. So if, like, even on stage, I was, when you said, what is like the thing that you would make you think, oh, I shouldn't have ghosted someone, if you were on the other side ghosting.
Yes, yes.
And I said, honestly, if I got a text, I was like, hey, like, I would have appreciated a response.
Yes.
I don't think this is like the kindest way to deal with it. Like, I would have probably sent like a nice response like that.
Yeah.
If I full out ghosted.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
You know, making, this is added drama.
Right.
So this was a, this person is a app on the apps.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would love to not meet on an app.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that, so.
I don't know anybody.
Mike, this is the problem. This is why I have to do this.
That's why it's just us two in the booth.
I know. Look at us. Not one single eligible partner in sight.
It's hard, man. It's hard. Let's just say this. If I met an eligible bachelor who was cool, mm-hmm. I would keep him for myself. I would be like, you're my new guy friend.
But that's the thing. That's what everyone does. They're keeping them. They're so far and few in between.
Yeah.
That, like, few and far between that, like, everyone's keeping them for themselves.
Yes, exactly. I would be like, no, I found a new jujitsu friend.
Yeah.
Jujitsu, and I would be like, no, don't meet Jenny. She's really mean.
I know.
Because if you guys start hanging out, I just lost a jujitsu.
That's true.
This sucks.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, literally, I was like yesterday, I found out that one of our, you know, a friend of the pod was kind of set up on a date through Ronnie.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And I was like, we need Ronnie on the pod less
for his network.
For his network. Like, more than anything for my dating life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. We'll get him on. We'll get him on just for that.
Just for that. Like, I don't even know any, we don't need to build any relationship. No. I need to know if he has anyone for me.
Yeah, Ronnie, I don't care about your new Marvel movie. Do you have any single men who are cool?
Yeah.
That's way harder.
100%.
Marvel movies, they make a lot of those.
Honestly, yeah, for real.
Yeah.
He's like, I can get you a role in a Marvel movie, but I can't get you a partner.
I can't get you a guy. Nice guy.
Nice guy,
nice
yeah.
Nice guy, no. All right, well.
It's not much of an update, but I had a fear of getting ghosted. I don't think I'm getting ghosted anymore.
I would love to know that if, because I could see ghosting happening rampantly.
Yeah.
Like in your mid-20s.
Yeah.
Late
for sure,
20s.
For sure.
But by the time you're like 30s. Late 30s, are you ghosting people? I mean, I feel at a certain point, like, in your dating, if you're dating and you're, like, in your, you know, 30s, you've kind of, like, auto-filtered out
right.
some of that nonsense.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas I think in your 20s, you're, like, wider casting the net.
Yeah.
Letting some red flags go unnoticed.
Right.
And then, therefore, exposing yourself to the ghost opportunity. You know?
The way you're talking about it is like a strategy. Opening yourself up to ghost opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the infrastructure there has not been
very
mature.
Very NPR energy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, from Chicago.
That's the thing. It's like, at this point, it's like, we don't have the patience or energy for it anymore. It's like, faster for me to just like directly be like, are you ghosting me? Just say yes or no, and then I can move on.
For sure, for sure. All right.
I'm so tired.
What are you guys going to do?
I don't know. Probably grab a drink.
Okay. All right.
Something really cool and different, like grab a drink.
Amazing.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
We'll keep tabs. We'll.
I don't know how openly I'll talk about it after this.
Okay. Hey.
I get ghosted, I will talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the punish.
Yeah. Exactly.
The punish is to be dragged a little bit on this podcast.
Exactly.
One thing. You know, this leads into the next couple of topics. This is just like a fun topics podcast.
We had
Jojo on mm-hmm. from Asian Globe Pod
mm-hmm.
and I was listening to it, and they had an episode about icks.
Mm-hmm.
what they were talking about their icks.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of know what it is, but I feel I need a primer a little bit on what an ick is supposed to be.
Yeah,
and then we can talk about icks.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you explain what an ick is?
An ick is like something that just like turns you off from that person.
Is it like a cringe thing?
It doesn't have to be, I don't think it has to be like fully cringy, but like, it's just like something that like is generally like, very specific and small that turns you off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is an ick usually enough to like completely, so like maybe the equivalent for a millennial like myself is like a deal breaker.
Deal breaker, I feel, is like bigger.
Bigger thing.
Yeah. But it's like almost like, the way you talk about it is like, it's really something small usually.
Okay.
And sometimes like you can even like try to make yourself get the ick to get over somebody.
Oh.
Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Try to notice the stuff that's going to make you go.
So that you can be like, ugh. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
and, like,
for
not
me,
not be as interested in somebody.
The things I wouldn't call these big, but the things I really, that I was grossed out by.
Yeah.
Was if the person had blue contacts. An Asian person with blue contacts?
Yeah, ick.
Fucking hated that.
Okay.
Or even any light color, or any color contact.
Yeah.
Just Just love who you are.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? Blonde hair, I'm always okay with.
Uh-huh.
This is a really specific one for very 2005.
Uh-huh.
White rocket dogs. Do you know what rocket dogs are?
No, what is that?
Okay, it's a platform flip-flop. It's like a platform shoe.
It's not like the, you know, like the black one that's like very 90s with like, it just looks like a sandal that you slip in. It's like, I forgot what the brand is, but it's like a 90s sandal.
It's like a thong, right? The thong, you know, thing.
Yeah, different.
They're called rocket dogs.
Okay.
And sometimes it would have a strap or something like that. And there were foam.
Yeah.
And there were a platform.
Yeah.
Always, it was always an Asian girl who was like 5'2 or below would wear them.
Yeah.
And when she wore them, she'd be like 5'3. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it sometimes coincided with like, with the blue color contacts.
Mm.
So that was, it doesn't sound like quite like an ick because I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but it is an ick.
It is an ick, but I think it was, the icks that were being described on the Asian Globe pod were very specific.
Yeah.
Really?
I know. I don't have that. I don't have specific ones like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I can tell like general ones I have.
Okay.
When I don't mind tattoos.
Ah.
Sometimes there's like a certain flavor of tattoos.
Interesting.
That gives me the ick.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's like almost like, oh God, how do I describe it? It's like, a bad graphic design, like a bad what do you call the artists online, like bad
like AI art,
yeah, like Tumblr art, like bad like cosmic Tumblr art energy when they're like on the arms. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Like kind of like, I don't know, like a comic book nerd would be like, that's cool.
Oh, yes.
But in like a comic book nerd in like 2008.
Yes, yes, yes.
Would be online and find some random artist in the corner of the internet and then like get a huge tattoo.
Huge,
of it.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really dislike that.
There was a phase for a while where everything was like, for tattooing, there was like a trend of like having a tattoo that looked like it was like ink drawn on, you know, like a brush had done it.
Yeah.
And I've seen it and it can look amazing, but it's very this is you got this from like a 2006 CD.
Yeah.
You know, like a Moby CD or something like that.
Here's my other one. You know, like the band? It's just
The band where it's all the way around.
Just a solid band
all
the way around.
Band.
And
yeah.
Then they also have some people who just do full black.
Oh, yeah, it's all black.
It's just no pattern.
Just a black
just like
bar.
A black bar, like a full black bar in the arm. No.
That could be.
Because what is that?
Mm.
What is the point of it?
I could see it being cool if your whole aesthetic was sort of like mall ninja. You know, like you have a man bun. You
I
have.
Guess.
You're like, you have a couple, you know, you wear a lot of Arc'teryx, you know? No.
I don't know what Arc'teryx is.
Like,
I've seen the name of it.
Yeah, it's like
hiking stuff?
Like tech. Like techie,
okay.
Hiking
I know, but
tech.
That's, I think that gives me the ick.
Yeah.
If you're that vibe.
Mm.
So it's like, maybe it's buying into that. I'm like, what is the point of this? It's like someone who's just like, I want to put something on my body, but I want it to mean nothing.
Well,
it doesn't have to mean anything, but it's like not even art.
It's just like,
it's me doodling on a notebook paper in middle school. It's
right,
just like drawing lines.
Right.
I don't know. That's just a me thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But when I see those things, I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Whoa.
Here's an ick that I developed after a date. Someone who's too into astrology.
Oh, really? You love astrology.
I love astrology, but I love it because it's a vehicle to talk about your personality.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, you could say, a Virgo has these traits. And then you can say, well, I don't know if I'm actually like that.
Oh,
and that's giving
and you
me the opening to like give me examples, right?
So
I'm getting
so
to know you through that conversation.
Yeah.
I don't actually believe that because you're a Virgo, you have to be a certain way.
Okay.
It's just like
that's
giving
interesting.
You a framework to talk about stuff like,
yes.
Oh, like I do, you know, I didn't feel like a Leo when I was a kid because of these reasons. But now I feel like through therapy, I've actually embraced my need for attention.
That's really good.
Whatever, right? So I liked it like that. I went on a first date with a guy who at first it was fun to talk about. Then he started sending me full hour and a half long episodes about like the moon is a new phase.
Oh God.
And he's like, you should listen to this. And I was like, okay, that's actually, I don't want to do that. Like I have a life to live. Like I can't just dedicate an hour and a half talking about the moon.
Yeah.
If you do that, that's great. I don't want to do that. And then on the date, he started explaining his personality based on his, like, using his astrology as justification.
Wow.
Like, oh yeah, well that makes sense because my south node's in Libra.
Oh shit.
What are you, what is a south node?
This is a dude who was like that into astrology.
Yeah, like he would like go to an astrologer.
Oh my God.
And then that was a major ick for me. I was like, wait, no, 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 no. You can't say like, I did this because.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how I believe it.
Right.
I don't function that way where I'm like, oh, it's inevitable that I react like this because my west node is in like whatever, you know what I mean? Like I made that up.
It's that word, like it's the word inevitable, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where it's like you, it's like a foregone conclusion, but because of like some star thing.
Yeah, because you were born
right.
Like that makes it seem like you can't change anything about yourself. Right, you're just right. Like, this is who I am.
Yeah. Don't blame me, blame Sagittarius.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So that was a ick that I didn't know I had until then. And I was like, oof, I don't like that.
That's a good one. I like these.
Okay.
I don't know if I have anything like that. I don't know if it's like related to, I guess, because I'm not like dating or anything like that.
I mean, it could be like friends too.
Right.
My other thing is when, this is like a greater, this is like hard. A true ick would be like probably the astrology one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like for friends, what's a friend ick? When people like, people are always like getting in fights and they're always like, the other person's insane and psychotic.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could talk like that if I know that you're a stable, normal person. But sometimes I'm like...
It's not everything is...
I think you're the common denominator.
Yeah.
You know, I had friends like in my 20s like that where I was like, uh-huh. And then slowly I was like, I think it's you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like with enough repetition, I was like, I think it's not...
Right.
It's always the other person.
You're the common denominator here. Exactly. You're the insane, psychotic one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. Wow. I want to come up with a fun ick.
Okay.
I don't have any fun icks. I don't know. I love everybody. No, that's not true.
I think you're just chill.
I'm pretty chill, but I think there are definitely things. I want to say it was like, you know, I could see there was a certain time where like maybe I didn't like the, I don't know. This is a stupid one, like the Patagonia vest for a tech guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Allbirds. I don't like Allbirds.
Allbirds is a big one.
I don't like Allbirds.
This is like the fourth Allbirds conversation I had this week where we're like, we don't like Allbirds.
I'm trying to actively steer people away. It's interesting because Allbirds is not like Hoka, where Hoka is like very functional and it became cool despite itself almost.
Whereas, do you know what the new Allbirds is?
What is? Oh, no.
What's that other sneaker on?
Oh, on with a Q.
The
that
Q?
Looks like a Q. Yeah. Looks
is it called, what is it called?
I think it's called On.
Okay.
I don't know what it
is. I don't like that.
I feel I might give them a pass because they're kind of in the Hoka phase where like they're supposed to be really our running shoe.
I don't like what you're saying. It's like it has Allbirds vibes.
Mm.
Like the people wearing it definitely had Allbirds before. I'm sorry to drag
Allbirds.
People I know.
Who have Allbirds. I know people friends, have Allbirds.
Who, no, not Allbirds.
Oh.
The other one.
Oh, the ON one.
I have, like, friends wearing the ON. I don't even know what it's called. But
are they runners?
No. It was just, like, for comfort. But I was like, I they have Allbirds energy.
Yes.
Where it's, like, not that cool looking.
Mm.
And just, like, ugh.
I feel, yeah. I don't know if they have any cool collabs that, like, pull them out of that. Allbirds, yeah. I feel...
I think Allbirds is a nick for me.
Has been... It's not like Hoka or anything like that where it's purely functional. The actual philosophy of Allbirds, where I'm better than you, gross.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Disgusting.
Yeah.
You know? On top of like, I wear this with Lululemon stretch dress pants.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is your nightmare.
Come on.
Here's the thing. It's much easier to have icks for men. Because it is to have for women. Because women are just inherently better.
I believe it. Yeah. I buy that. Women are less icky.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The icks that you're bringing up are for men.
They're for men. And fortunately, the color contact thing has really fallen off. Because that would still be an ick.
Because I don't see color contact.
I don't see that either.
If you go to Asia, you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
in Japan, like, there's like...
Oh, yeah.
You see it all the time.
That's true.
Just to, like, make it light brown.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? Just white supremacy.
No.
Supremacy.
This leads me to my last one. This will be a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Although not really, because we're not going to talk about the other thing. We're going to talk about culture, but I think that's too heavy.
Uh-huh.
I was reading about... I don't know how people consume media anymore because it's not like you read a TikTok, but you see a TikTok, but then you read about the TikTok.
Yeah.
About how dudes think about the Roman Empire a lot.
Yes.
Okay. I talked a little bit about this with Delia the other day. And, you know, how that was an interesting kind of thing. What are your takes on that?
The Roman Empire thing?
Well, like,
how about how men are always thinking about the Roman Empire?
Yeah. Like, the observation. Do you feel that that's accurate? Because that, yeah, go ahead.
I actually think it's more interesting for you to tell me if it's accurate.
It is accurate in the sense that, like, maybe not the Roman Empire, but that men are often, we're often thinking about, you know, some, like, cool quasi-masculine fantasy thing.
Is that really what you're thinking about?
There's a lot of times where, I mean, there's like a, you know, there's always memes where it's like, I bet you, you know, the meme is like a couple in a bed and the girl's like, I bet you she's thinking like, about her guy. And the guy's just like thinking about, like, I don't know, like, oh, I wonder who would win in a fight, Santa Claus or Chuck Norris or something like that, right? And a lot of times my wife is always like, what are you thinking about? And I'm often thinking about, my thing isn't, my era isn't necessarily Roman Empire. Napoleonic era. That's my Napoleonic. Age of Sail, the Revolutionary War, Civil War. That's like my era of like thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, accurate to an extent.
Yeah.
That I think dudes, we often, especially me, I live sort of like in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
Of history.
Yeah.
And I think about stuff like that.
That is so crazy.
And then like there was like, the trend was like, what are women's Roman empires?
Yeah.
Is there like one that you have?
For me, I don't know. I'm always thinking about, I'm like always thinking about the past, but I mean like for me,
Roman Empire's in the past.
I know, but like didn't live in the Roman. If I lived in the Roman Empire, maybe then my Roman Empire would be the Roman Empire because I'd be thinking about it. I feel like my brain is like a clip show. I'm like thinking about like the past and like my needs and what I'm like very introspective in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I'm like constantly just thinking about the past. And if I'm thinking about something else, it's like clothes. Like what style do I want? Yeah. Or like TV.
Okay.
Like comedy TV.
Oh, you think about the stories or you think about like...
Like characters. I'm like, okay. Oh, like I love Liz Lemon.
Oh.
You know, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think about it that often. Almost always I'm thinking about myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't really think about like random topics.
Yeah.
And you are?
Well, I mean, yeah, like there's a blog I read all the time where he talks about, he's like a real historian, a PhD historian, and he like explains how the Roman Empire worked.
That's so wild.
And I was like, whoa, this is so interesting.
No, because even if I'm thinking about like the world, I'm thinking about current events. Like at most, I'm listening to podcasts about like what's going on. I don't want to bring up like the dark stuff that's happening now, but like an example, I'm listening to a podcast that's covering the Sam Bankman-Fried trial.
Oh yeah.
So like stuff like that where I'm like, oh my god, I'll like, you know, in my brain just be like, it's so crazy we live in a world where there's cryptocurrency and people just like steal it, blah blah blah, like and like money and like how people take advantage of each other. So I do think about that stuff.
Yeah,
but it's never like contained to one topic. I guess I like the humanity behind it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like, oh, it's people are always kind of doing the same thing, trying to get rich, trying to in the easiest way possible, whatever.
That's the Roman Empire, baby.
And I think about and I also think about how like I don't know, it's just like the way that what people think are important.
Yes.
The fact that like some people are like their whole goal is to like revolutionize something.
Oh yeah.
I've never once had that thought. Like all these tech CEOs, I'm like, your whole purpose in life is to revolutionize like car share rides.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Disrupt the market.
Yeah.
Disrupt
I'm like, don't you wanna like feel love?
Yeah.
Like from a family.
Right.
Not only they have to keep kids, but like I don't know, build relationships. That's where we differ. That's why I'm not kind of the CEO of anything.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That's fair.
So that's what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
I have no Roman Empire.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about it. Why I think about the Roman Empire / Napoleonic Wars.
Because you don't have to think about yourself.
I think so. I think a lot of times I'm like, what would I have done
know,
in those times? And it was a crazy time too. You know, and I'm trying to think about if Napoleon is the, you know, Elon Musk of the time.
Sure.
Although, you know, on a much... more sort of, I mean, You want to talk about disrupting? Talk about disrupting the European balance of power.
Oh my God.
Am I right, Phyllis?
I can't believe we paid for another hour of studio time to have this conversation.
Hey, I got to finish off the NPR conversation.
I know. You were like, I want to finish it. I was like, okay.
I just wanted to finish. Okay. Well, I want to know what y'all's Roman Empire are.
Yeah.
So do you tell us, leave us a review. Let us know in the YouTube comments.
I also want to know what people actually think about in their spare time. Like, even if it's not a topic, like, what is going on in your brain?
One of my real Roman Empire is jujitsu.
Yeah, that's so true. Your
really
Roman Empire is for sure jujitsu.
I think about that a lot. I talked about it with Ronnie yesterday. I didn't even want to talk about comedy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care about the next project, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but you know.
But you're like, what moves are you doing these days?
I literally asked him. I was like, what guard are you working on?
Yeah.
I think of it like it's such like a microcosm of like everything. And, you know, like I talk to myself about it constantly.
I mean, that's why you love it. I do stop the conversation if you try to have it outside of your brain. But you, like, reference it on stage. Yesterday, when I was off stage, you were like, I think it was in your set. And and I turned to Julia and I was like, here we go. Again. It's Brazilian
Jiu-Jitsu.
Here
we go again.
Yeah, she started laughing. She was loud because I was just like, again. We're here at jujitsu somehow.
Hey, I think this is the kind of crowd that was there. I think some of them were into it.
I know. That was the thing. If you're going to talk about jujitsu, yesterday was the group of people that did it for. Yeah.
This was a Salesforce crowd.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, I love jujitsu.
Wait a minute. I like that. Yeah. I also love all birds.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for dealing with this. I hope our files have not been corrupted
in any way.
I got a weird warning signal on this road caster just now, so hopefully everything's okay. I hope everyone over there is all right. Leave us a review, hit 5 stars, tell all your friends, take a screenshot of your phone, post it on Instagram, tag us at AsianNotAsianPod, and you can always follow us on Instagram at AsianNotAsianPod.
Mm-hmm.
And you find me on there at NicePantsBro.
I'm at Jenny Arimoto,
and you know, we'll see you December 8th as the next Hack City, and otherwise we'll see you soon. Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.